Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Criteria laid out by the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame calls for the recipient of the Humanitarian Award to be a resident of Monroe County and goes to an individual who has distinguished himself in the areas of athletic excellence, community service initiatives, and humanitarian endeavors. Well, now let's fill in an easy blank there. The winningest football coach in IU history, Bill Mallory, now a Monroe County Hall of Famer, and looking forward to putting his handprint soon on what's happening under Jeff Baldwin at the Bloomington Boys and Girls Club as we look ahead to 2016-17. And as Bill was telling me after being part of the induction class on Friday night,
I think the bottom line is that my wife and I have so much respect for Bloomington and really enjoy living here. This is home. And I think any way that we can help, and what we've tried to do is just to pay back in some small way. And I think with the Boys and Girls Club that we are now involved with Jeff Baldwin and his staff, I think they do a great job. And we're just one of many. But again, we want to help families, single families, with the raising of their children. And that's so important because I relate that back when I was involved in my coaching and with my players. And people ask me, where did coaching change? I think they often think, I'm going to stay X and O's, family. I didn't see maybe the stability in the homes that I had originally seen. And I think when Jeff asked Ellie and I to be involved and give a helping hand with the Boys and Girls Club, we were more than anxious to do so.
Bill Mallory adding yet another Hall of Fame tag to his outstanding resume, but this one meant a lot to him last Friday night. Reds-Braves game 2 tonight, pregame at 7 o'clock. And don't forget, NBC Sports Capsule at 6 this evening. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Dr. Jeff Huber, who was the head diving coach at Indiana U in the day, planted the seed in Amy Cozad a few years ago, recruiting her to Indiana U and seeing her as a potential Olympian. Dr. Jeff told Amy, "You can do this if you want, and I'll help you." That's all that Amy needed. Now, after Dr. Jeff's retirement, here's another great one who's refining things, Drew Johansson. He is the head coach of Team USA. He is the head coach of Amy Cozad in Rio de Janeiro. The two of them and plenty more getting ready to go for the gold in a couple of weeks at the 2016 Summer Games in Rio.
It's exciting that we've already been there in February, so we know kind of what to expect. So it's not super emotional. We can kind of control our emotions well enough to compete pretty well. But I mean, you say it's the Olympics happen every 4 years, but I'm going on 13 years now in the sport.
But how neat is it to have Drew, the head coach of the women?
Very cool. No, he's the absolute best, and he's helping me become the absolute best.
Where have you gotten better?
I've gotten more precise, more sharp. Okay. A lot of times I could get vertical and land on my head, but it's the body form and the making the smaller splash is what we've really been focusing on the last couple months. You can't stop learning. You can't stop thinking and figuring out, okay, how can I do this better? You want to just kind of be able to say, okay, well, I was good at trials. If we could just stay the same through the Olympics, then we should be okay. But that's not what we're going for. Every day, we're coming in, we're trying to get better.
And she certainly has done that as she teams with her partner off the 10-meter synchro platform in a couple of weeks, Jessica Verrato, on the biggest stage of sports, the Summer Olympics. I'm Joe Smith.